Now the cymbal circuitry, the hi-hat circuitry is this amazingly complex, well, it is complex. It's got filter. It's got six square wave oscillators getting mixed together. They get filtered into a high and a low bandpass filter, and those two separate signals then go into various distortion and gating and filtering circuits that work in various ways with various capacitors and time constants, and then filtered. Then that gets filtered, and that's the cymbal sound. And there's a similar thing going on with the hi-hats. But there's actually three channels of gating and filtering and mashing up in the cymbal, and it's just this glorious, beautiful thing. Now, what's happened to our cymbal on the normal machine? So this is normal full decay, tone is in the middle, and here's our normal cymbal sound. Let's slow it down a bit. Again, the first one is full accent, and the other two aren't. Tone on the left is like that. Tone on the right is like that. So I'll put the tone in the middle, and I'll make the decay go down to the middle, or to nothing, maybe clockwise. Now, this is beautiful circuitry. How they can make a bunch of square wave oscillators sound like cymbals is just—it's just amazing, really. Just such beautiful stuff. Okay, so that's a normal machine, and I've got it on. Let's say I've put it on 3 o'clock decay, tone in the middle. Now we'll put the modified machine on the same settings. Now, it will sound different because modified machine has got six square wave oscillators, but they run at slightly different frequencies. I've measured the frequencies and written them down, and they're all different. So this one sounds different. Different 808s sound different, and it's just the way they are. There's nothing wrong with one or the other. That one sounds more astringent. And this one sounds more brassy and gong-like. But that's just the way they are. Now, with the individual outputs, with the individual inputs, which I'll explore in another recording, it's actually possible if you plug a lead into the TR-808 cymbal, alternative cymbal and hi-hat input, if you just plug it in without opening up the switch in the socket, you can record the signal, use it as signal out. Therefore, you can sample it, and then you can slow it down, filter it, reverb it, mash it up, do whatever you like, and then feed it back in, and make your cymbal sounds from that. Also, you could, if you liked, for instance, if you had two machines and you liked the sound of one of them, you could, and they've both got modifications, you can record the sound of one machine by just touching the plug-in so it picks up the signal without opening the switch, and record it, put it on a sampler, loop it and whatever, play it back into that machine or into another machine, and then the other machine will be running from that mash of that set of six oscillators from the first machine. So you can actually do a kind of a transplant. You could even email those files to friends overseas and, you know, savour the different nuances of the TR-808 cymbals, because they are, there's nothing wrong with either of these TR-808s, but they sound different purely because of the six frequencies of the oscillators. And I know this for a fact because I was debugging one of them. And as part of my debugging, because I did a repair on one of these and I couldn't figure out why it sounded different, I'd actually made two mistakes in the components and just subtly changed the sound. But one of the things I did was get the six oscillator signal from one machine and wire it into the other machine. So I had two machines running side by side with the same six oscillator mix. And when everything was right, they sounded the same. But when you switch back to the other oscillator mix, it sounds different, and there's not right or wrong, they're just different machines. Because two of the oscillators are actually tuned up with trim pots for the hand clap thing, because they're also used for hand clap. And the other four are just running at no particular frequency. It just depends on the resistor and the capacitors and the threshold of the hex Schmidt trigger oscillator chip. And capacitor values are all over the place, and they vary quite a bit. And the net result is really quite striking, these different sounds. Anyway, I've recorded the frequencies of these, so you can generate it yourself with a sampler with square waves and frequencies and or some other software like Audio Mulch would be a good choice for doing this. You can make up your own mix of things and do whatever you like with them. So although I haven't recorded these signals, it doesn't matter. We can just generate them. They're square waves, and I've got them written down, and I'll put them up on the website. So let's go to the modified machine. Having established that it sounds normal, that's normal. First thing we can do is throw a toggle switch, which is the rearmost toggle switch on the right-hand side. In the normal mode, it's on the left. In the right-hand mode, it switches out one of the three channels of gating and mashing and filtering. Switches one of those off, and it drives the other one through with a bit of a lag. So instead of getting a splash, you get more of a softer sort of attack. So here's the normal one. Okay. Here it is in the modified state. Much softer thing. Okay, now I'm going to leave it on normal. And that's really it for the symbol modifications, apart from putting sounds into it, which we'll do in a separate thing. So. But the decay and the tone still do the same themes, and the sound should be the same, but you can make it softer like that. From that to that. Let's do it with a shorter decay. Even with quite a short decay, here it is normal, short decay. This is a decay of about 9 o'clock. Here it is with the switch on the right. It's got the softer thing. Still got a bit of a splash thing there. Turn the tone control to the left. And to the right. Very soft. That's normal with the tone control on the right. Fantastic sounds, aren't they, really? Who would have thought it's just electronics? You just can't help but think of shimmering brass, really. And there it is. Bunch of transistors, resistors, capacitors and integrated circuits. Amazing. Okay, so that's it for the controls of the hand clap and the cymbal. And in another recording, I'll do inputs to the sound, audio inputs into the cymbal circuit, cymbal and hi-hat circuit, and the snare. And in yet another recording, we'll do the four-level accents.